If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Talking about the radioactive land in Niagara, four families have been relocated by the EPA, but we're hearing only one family's actually been relocated. The other three families have moved in with family and friends. Carolyn in Niagara Falls has been impacted by this. Carolyn, thanks for calling in.
Hi, thank you for having me on. I just heard you on and mentioned about this, and I thought I'd need to call in right away.
So what's your experience with the situation?
Well, it's not what the EPA and DEC are putting out. They have not relocated anybody. They have told us during live Zoom calls all the way to the commissioner of the DEC that they will work with us and relocate us, but then the next day everything changes. They haven't relocated anybody. One family moved out on their own to their parents because their house and their property is so toxic. They have the insides tested, and the levels are scary high. So, and there's a lot of fear with that. So they moved on their own to their parents' house, moving back home with your parents. Until we receive temporary relocation, none of us have received that yet. The offers come in. They usually come in. They try to divide us neighbors, call one and say, we have a temporary relocation spot for you tonight in a hotel, but a hotel won't work for a family when you have dogs, cats, fish tanks, none of that. And what is one night going to do? We've been told that they can put us up in an Airbnb, but we would have to find it. And this time of year is difficult. People are vacationing and staying in Airbnbs. And the same thing with pets, that makes it hard. So we're trying to get permanent relocation. At first, it's going to be temporary, but eventually permanent, and to houses and properties comparable. Each family has different needs. You know, some have certain sizes, they have offices in the house, or they have pets, fenced yards, that kind of thing. So right now, nobody is relocated. They're supposed to move us first before they come do any more testing. And incidentally, we've been battling them since March when we first found out. We received the letters of this year, March 2026, regarding their flyover aerial radiological study that was done in 2023 and 2024. And then last year, July 2025, they did a drive-by roadway study. They waited all this time until March of this year, and the property access form contained a clever little waiver that would force all residents, if they signed permission for them to come onto the property, waiving all our rights. And it states that to read all, it would give us to waive all rights to any claims, any and all claims now and forever to the EPA, New York State DEC, all their representatives, everything for any and all work associated with the investigation. And that's way too broad for now or forever in the future. None of us were comfortable in signing it, so we didn't. We were back and forth with them all these months. Please take it out. Please come onto our property. We want to know what's on here because, you know, we've raised families. I've been here for 36 years. And they kept refusing over and over again, saying that was their standard form. So we held a press conference on the 10th of this month, and that forced them to remove the access form. So once the waiver in the access form. So once they removed the waiver, we were good to go. We signed. They came on to our properties and checked. But in between, we had a private party come out six different times with different high-end professional-grade units. And our property is said to be 120 times over the Nuclear Regulatory Commission's annual public exposure limit and 1,200 times over the DEC soil cleanup guidelines. So now what they're doing is, we're trying to get Hochul's attention because it's her DEC, but she's avoiding us. We've contacted her, email, letters sent, carbon copied all the way to the president, digital uploads, with the press conference. I was on WDCX yesterday live, also inviting her to a community meeting we had downtown Niagara Falls yesterday that was put on by the EPA and DEC. And she still didn't show up. She is avoiding this whole issue. Mind you, she has $125 million in the state super fund already sitting there, and they get that every year. They have the funds available, so they have at least that amount to be helping our families. But what she's doing is she's trying to pawn us off to the federal government. It's not her problem. She doesn't want to pay for it. The DEC will tell you money's not an issue, but it is. They do not want to pay for this. And so they've walked back everything that they have agreed with us. And now they set out crews trying to come onto our property to continue testing. However, we're still living here. They're trying to tell us that they can come in with a backhoe and do samples of soil, digging down. But that is not safe. That is a dirty cleanup. And even if they're testing, they don't even know the footprints of what all is buried here. And so far, the DEC found thorium in one of the properties. But there's different types of thorium and how it breaks down. You get different daughter types with different isotopes. And some can be a gamma level, some can be a beta, some can be an alpha. And if it's alpha, that's water soluble. So it goes into your groundwater, you know, it could travel. If you have sump pumps, it becomes, you know, airborne. And if you breathe it in, or, you know, you're cleaning something dusty in the house, suddenly our dust is radioactive now. We've had a garden. We've eaten out of the garden all these years. I don't know what our insides look like. I'm terrified to find out. Because that gets absorbed in what you're eating. And I was told by an expert that when cows, if they graze and, you know, eat grass that on land that is actually radioactive, they can't sell the milk for 2 years. But I don't know why they think it's okay for families to live here all this time and not notify us from these studies until now and still not getting their act together to get everybody in comparable housing. And this goes all the way up to Hochul. She needs to be called out on this. She is avoiding the whole thing. I heard her speech yesterday acting like she cares for us families. No, she does not. She has not showed up for us yet, not once. No contact with us. She tells her DEC what to say. It's clearly scripted what went on yesterday at this news conference. We were all told, us residents, that we would have 5 minutes each to talk, and that the community would have 2 whole hours to convey questions and concerns for an open dialogue. They changed that the moment we walked in there. They wouldn't let any of us speak. They told everybody to write your question down and then they will get to it. And it turned into a mess. We walked out and we had, you know, all the media there. So they got that on the coverage, because what the DEC says and what the EPA says is not always factual. I think it's just their, you know, to make them look good, kind of like a PR thing. Like, it's what they got to do. It's what they're told from the top. But if Hochul would just get her DEC act together and push for a state class one super fund, then we can get this going the right way. Because if we get this super fund through the state as a class one, the cleanup will be thorough. If you go federal, they do a dirty job. They leave debris. They just cover it with a tarp. You have radioactive material. Our neighbors don't want to be breathing it. And nobody wants to. The problem is it's throughout this whole neighborhood. And the DEC was concerned that it may be parts of the Manhattan Project buried here in our neighborhood that used to be a farm. But now, you know, it may be, but they still have to do more testing, but it also could be dumping from these metallurgical factories around here that had patents back in the day for World War II, and each company had their own patent to work on radioactive isotopes and heating it up to add to whatever they were making for their war effort, you know, the biggest bomb and everything, and we get the fallout here. So that's in a nutshell what is going on. And like I said, I was here since 1990, 36 years, raised a family, pets. I mean, we've had dogs die early, tumors, all of us. The more we start looking around the neighborhood, the more we realize every household has something, either their pets have died from tumors, or they're sick themselves from anything from rare cancers, rare health conditions. It affects neurologically, cardiovascular, a lot of different ways this radiation reacts with human and animal health. So that's what we're dealing with. We're still in a battle to get Hochul to do her job.
So, Carolyn, when you first heard about it, you know, what did you think the extent was compared to what you know now?
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
Well, when I first heard about it, I was shocked, and we're trying to figure out where could it be, and they weren't coming out. So our private party, we were thinking and hoping, well, maybe it's just like a small spot, you know, like okay, something little to dig up. It is so much of all of our properties, we won't be able to live here. They need to bulldoze down every house. They are all unsafe. The extent is so bad. We haven't gotten any of our data back from them either. And the thing that they did show us during a Zoom that I had to take a picture off of the Zoom call was an overview aerial shot of our property with dots, you know, like red meaning hot spots, radioactive hot spots. And, you know, and then it lightens in color as the radiation lessens throughout the property. So you see all these red dots throughout your property, and it's terrifying because you've lived here. Your kids grow. You know, you have bonfires, you know, swimming pools, sprinklers, garden, camping out in the tent, right on these hot spots. The hottest spot they found in my backyard, that's where we were all at, being exposed. And now we have the fear for our family, our pets, along with the whole complete flip upside down of our whole life, because we're going to have to move very quickly. We don't even know where. And we want to make sure where they do move us to, that that's clean. You know, no chemicals, no radiation. And before I bought this property, it's in the town of Niagara, and it's actually the neighborhood off of Route 31 and Military. It's kind of in the middle, borders, it corners it. So it's across from the Reservoir State Park. And I went to the town of Niagara before I purchased this house because I grew up in Love Canal and I was afraid to get a house with chemicals. So I checked with the town of Niagara assessor's office about the property, you know, what's here, is anything buried? And they said, no, it was just farmland. So I bought it, believed them, everybody believed them. But now it's like we start going through talking with our neighbors and the ones have died. I'm like, that is so rare. They shouldn't have, you know. We're questioning everything now. And so many households, our household included, I have tons of health conditions. And same thing about, you know, my neighbors. I mean, we all, same thing, go to the doctors with our health conditions. They don't know. Here's a specialist. Here's another specialist. Nobody knows because they don't realize what's causing this. Our own home, which is supposed to be our safe spot to go to relax. And it's, you know, I know when I go to the dentist, I'm like, no, I don't want an x-ray. I kind of try to put it off as long as I can. Here we're living on top of it all these years. It's disgraceful because this was known by some people and they failed to notify us, all these residents. But they did not fail to raise our assessment sky high. And so now we're in the battle. This is trying to be hushed. They don't want this to get out because it's not just this neighborhood. It's throughout. I think they're not truthful with they won't show anybody the study data. And I don't think they're truthful about that. And they say letters are still going out now, currently. They're stating it's 121 now, but we hear it's a lot higher. And it's scary because, you know, the town of Niagara is nice and it's away from, you know, Niagara Falls and maybe, you know, how it's all run down. It seems like a nicer area. It is. The people are wonderful. But it would be a lot better if it wasn't radioactive. And I really feel that they did fail to notify us. It's like a betrayal, we all feel. And it's like they're playing God with all of our lives. Like, you know, they know it's radioactive. Why don't you let the residents know? If they want to still stay there and live, that, well, that's their choice. But I'm sure most of us would want to leave because we'd still have our family members that passed away from these, you know, horrible cancers or, you know, heart attacks and other things going on, neurological. Families would rather have health and wholeness instead of, you know, living on a fake world thing where, like, it's, you know, fake safety when we're really living on highly, highly radioactive. The DEC themselves told us our property is extremely radioactive, very high level. And then with them completely disregarding us, all of us residents, saying we need to be relocated first before you do any sampling because if soil gets kicked up, it's breathed in, we have windows open, or if our dogs get it, they're opening it up and exposing it more. I don't know what they're thinking. They talk about money's not an issue, and it's not because they have the money. And I hear there's even more put aside, but they, you know, for the record, it's $125 million a year, and they have it. Hochul won't release it. Hochul is telling her DEC to lie to us. And then she lies to the media saying she cares for us. She's there for us. She's got to get the samples and get us moved out. It's BS. She should put her money where her mouth is and do her job because none of us want her in office. We need a governor that really cares for the people and doesn't funnel the money somewhere else because there's a lot of people devastated. There's a lot of people that have health challenges and even uprooting and having to hurry up and pack and move. And I mean, it's the whole experience is very traumatic. And even the kids, I mean, it's traumatizing for them as well. So we're still trying. We want the New York State Class 1 Superfund, and we want medical monitoring and medical funding for all residents. Anybody that's actually lived in this neighborhood should get that. Because even if they move out and they go somewhere else and then they have all these cancers, they need to know where it came from and trace it back. And, you know, Hochul needs to move. She can act naive like she doesn't know. She has known from the beginning. She's well aware of this. And she was in Buffalo yesterday and even being invited. And it was her DEC putting on this community meeting. She did not show up. I don't know if you know, if she was a little, for lack of a better word, bit of a coward, but she should show up. If she's representing this state as governor and she's supposed to be for the people, then be for the people. But she's not. So any way that we could get the pressure on her to do what's right, because the longer we all stay here while they put on the news they're helping us, you know, it just adds to more exposure. And it's a long time of exposure.
I just can't imagine, you know, you say looking back on, you know, the pets that died early, the health challenges of people in the neighborhood, and, you know, you've lived there for 36 years. I mean, think of, you know, kids playing in the yard or, you know, you come home from work on a rainy day and you get mud on your shoes. Now that's in the house, let alone the soil the house is, you know, on top of, the ground the house is on top of, I'm sure is just as, just radioactive. Have you gone to a doctor? Have you gotten the medical scan since getting this news to see exactly if something is going on?
Not yet. I do have a number of things going on, and I have rare things. I've a lot of rare stuff, and I will be going back to my doctors, but we're trying to find out. We need some biological testing. We need to all be checked to see. I mean, you know, we need to have our blood checked. There needs to be a urinalysis done. I don't know the whole process, but they need to see if any of these, you know, radioactive isotopes are in our bodies, in our organs, and where they are. And, you know, it's a complete nightmare, especially after Love Canal. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And even checking with the town first, and they said, yes, it was just farmland. And, you know, back in the day, it was. This area was kind of, you know, formed by the Whitmer brothers, one being Whitmer Road, which we border on, And he, one had a brick oven and the other brother had a farm. And we were wondering back in the day when I was researching that online, if maybe the brick oven was here because we've had a lot of bricks come up in our yard over the years. But I'm unclear now because this was farmland also, so it might have belonged to the other brother. But so the question is, how did this radioactive material get here? Was it placed here on purpose? Were they going to use this property for something else originally other than residential? Or was it dumped? Did they pay a farmer off? Or was it illegally dumped? You know, you hear all these stories. Everyone has a story around here back in the day, and I don't know if it's still done. Guys at, you know, these factories, you know, they were like told, here, go dump this somewhere. They were even paid, bribed to go do it. And some of them would dump, you know, between radioactivity material and chemicals, would, you know, dump some in the woods wherever, randomly, just so they would, their trucks would weigh less when they had to go dump where they were supposed to. So it would save them money. So it saved these companies tons of money. So many of their workers have either already passed away or sick, like we keep hearing. I mean, you even hear about the Goodyear plant that's separate, but those guys, I mean, they're constantly sick. It's just a job. Go somewhere else. And why stay at a job that's making you sick? Cancer over cancer after cancer after cancer, you know, and then the same thing here. And we're hearing more stories, and I'm not sure what, how far the dumping goes here, but it's so much in our property, and each day another house is popping up where they come out, and, you know, we even have our private people checking, you know, to check thoroughly. And it's horrible. We're close with one of the neighbors. My youngest son grew up, and it was such a horrible, tragic story. The grandma had custody of the three little boys, and then my son would play with them over there back and forth. So long story short, the grandma got, you know, lung cancer and then brain cancer. She passed away. Now come to find out when we had people testing there and then the DEC themselves went there, that caught on, on our ring thing, that the ring, that they're saying, talking how hot the spot is right where the grandma lived in her bedroom where she slept. And now her daughter's been there for 4 years taking over custody, and she's not feeling well. And it's just so sickening how whoever knew and knows that this is here and they're still trying to keep it shush. I mean, I don't know. I can't believe people could be so morally bankrupt. They don't have any morals. They can look at themselves in the mirror and not realize the secrets that they're keeping are putting people in harm's way. I mean, people are dying, you know, and a lot of people are sick. Every household has something going on. Or even losing your pets, it's traumatic, you know. And how can they live with themselves? This is like Niagara County's best kept secret. And it's coming out, and we're pushing it out because people need to know.
For sure.
We can't stay here anymore. Yeah.
Carolyn, I got 2 minutes till break. I want to know, do you have a plan? I know the EPA said you can get a hotel room for a night or find an Airbnb, but do you have a place where you're going to get out of that house anytime soon?
No, we don't. We're supposed to wait for the Army Corps of Engineers to contact us now.
Wow.
So after the meeting, it didn't go well yesterday because they didn't hold by their agreement with us with letting us speak in the community to have a discussion. So, but they did send a couple of their people out to talk about relocation. So as it stands now, the Army Corps of Engineers will contact us. They're supposed to, kind of take an intake of us and our needs, what we need in a house, and find each of us houses comparable. And then they're supposed to find it. So it goes back and forth. They said they would find it before and pay moving expenses. And then yesterday they were saying, you know, that it changed to us having to find our own and pay our own moving expenses. But then that changed again after the meeting where they're bringing in the Army Corps of Engineers and they say they'll pay for it. So we don't know day to day because they're not honest. We can't believe what they say. They say one thing and then they do the opposite.
Wow.
I think they just say it to get out in the media, make it look like they're all good. They're handling it. Hochul's doing her job. No, she's not. Ask any of us, same story. Well, and each day people are popping up with this problem.
Carolyn, I really appreciate you calling in. I could talk to you for another hour. Unfortunately, I got a break for news. But anything that you know comes up of this, because like you said, they're telling the media one thing, and we're hearing from you guys something completely different. If you would email me, joe.beamer@wben, I want to give you my number. So anytime there's a development in this, you can let us know. And we can get you right back on the air to expose what's really going on so we don't get gaslit by the EPA.
Sure. Okay.
All right. I appreciate that, Carolyn. Thank you so much, Carolyn. And God bless you. And please get out of that house as soon as you can.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.